Oh yes, it is another installment of Follow the Money, Write Your Own Best Mornings. And we're looking at the value of SMEs and how to increase the value of your business.
Now, all businesses need some type of assistance to grow, but some need more help than others.
That's why our great friends at Standard Bank offers products and tools to help grow businesses. But more than that, they incubate some till they're ready to be self-sufficient.
Nice.
Amazing stuff. And in the past few weeks, we've been unpacking some amazing products that they have to help us understand and learn more about this. We are joined by Unaledzani Mosomane, who is on the line right now, an enterprise development out at Standard Bank. Top of the morning to you.
Good morning, Naledzani.
Morning, DJ Savvy. Morning, Candace. How are you?
We are absolutely amazing. Great. Thank you very much for taking the time of day to chat to us. Let's talk about the amazing stuff that you guys do, because Standard Bank is a bank that is for entrepreneurs. Tell us about, you know, the enterprise development and why is it important, especially for SMEs?
Great. So Enterprise Division is a division that's within Standard Bank, which aims to enable the sustainability and growth of enterprises that have a turnover between 0 to 50 million and that are at a minimum 50. We play a significant role in ensuring the transformation of our society by ensuring that SMEs that were previously disadvantaged are also given opportunities to participate in ensuring the development and growth of our economy.
All right, Naledzani, now how does Standard Bank implement enterprise development?
So we've got a variety of tools and solutions where we aim to support SMEs in terms of access to funding, resources and markets. We've created a variety of funding solutions within our stable. So we have purchase order funding, we offer interest-free loans as well as grants. We've also supported businesses in terms of access to resources by creating tailored business development programs as well as coaching and mentorship for SMEs. And where possible, we create access to markets for some of our SMEs by enabling them to form part of the bank's supply chain.
Mm. You know, there's someone listening, they're like, wow, Savvy, she's definitely talking to me. Maybe if you have a few success stories and highlights that you can share with us.
So we've actually done quite a lot within enterprise development, our various solutions, and we've developed key business development programs that help business owners start, manage and grow their enterprises.
Love that. You know, actually, before we got into the segment, we had asked the listener, what is the value of your business today and what can help increase it in value? We got a lot of voice notes that came through. I just want to play this one for you.
Good morning, the best team ever. Morning, Savvy. Morning, Candace. Morning, Owen. Morning, Zanzibar. My name is Noctula CVC, and I opened my business last year, which is a financial service business. And the current value of my company currently, it's not really worth a lot, but I think plus minus 50,000 to 70,000 rands because of the small clients that I currently have. And what would help my business to grow in the future is getting more clients, getting more businesses that I can assist with financial service, such as offering financial statements, management accounts, SARS issues, and CIPC. So that would really help a lot in growing my business and obviously creating employment for young people and graduates that don't have employment. Thank you guys, great show.
Thank you very much.
Which leads me to my next question. Let's look into the key challenges faced by SMEs currently, Naledzani, especially when it comes to securing funding and resources. There are a ton, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there is quite a bit. I think I'll highlight just three, particularly in securing funding. So the first one is a lot of SMEs are unable to really demonstrate that there's a market for their products, which negatively impacts them when they're trying to access funding from the bank. The second one is a lack of compliance. I think SMEs underestimate how important it is to be compliant. So you might find that you're not CIPC compliant, you're not SARS compliant, you don't have the necessary industry certifications and licenses, or you don't have your triple BEE certificate, which really has a negative impact when you're trying to get access to the funding. Mm. And then the last thing I would say is also a poor personal scorecard. When the bank looks at you, we look at you holistically, not just at your business, if you're a business, but also at your personal scorecard and how you're conducting yourself in your personal capacity. And if that's not on track as well, it could really have a negative impact in terms of you getting access to funding.
Mm. Now, Lizana, before I let you go, where do I go for more information so I can read up on all the amazing things you just shared?
So you can go to Standard Bank's website. You can go to our resource hub, which is BizConnect, which has a variety of information which aims to help SMEs get access to information to help start, manage, and grow their businesses. If you want to reach out to the enterprise development team, you can just send an email to enterprisedevelopment@standardbank.co.za, and someone in the team will reach out to you and identify how we can support your business to start, manage, and grow.
Awesome stuff. Thank you very much. That was Naledzani Mosomane from Standard Bank Enterprise Development joining us for this week's hashtag Follow the Money.